Good morning, everybody. Thanks for being here on time. We've got a lengthy agenda, so get your cushions out and hold on. We'll try to move as quickly as we can, but we won't cheat anybody. Let's stand for our pledge and our invocation. Item number one, public comments, requests for information on non-agenda items. I'm not aware of anybody that's requested time, but if there is anybody that would like to address the court on a non-agenda item, this is your opportunity. All right, thank you. Item number two, consider and possibly approve minutes from our last meeting, July 23rd, special meeting of the court. Motion by Commissioner Boggs and second by Commissioner Fields. Those in favor of approval, please say aye. Thank you. Item number three, a status report on our pass-through loop projects. First item is environmental issues related to FM 1000. Asbestos abatement for parcel 25 is scheduled to take place today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Archaeological issues. The archaeologists have completed scraping and further field investigation on FM 1000 as requested by TxDOT. No additional artifacts discovered. A letter report has been filed with TxDOT. The filing of this report begins the 45-day consultation period with the Caddo Nation for the FM 1000 project. You'll recall that's our third piece of the loop project. Design related matters on FM 1000. Plans have been received and are undergoing final in-house review by Pate prior to being forwarded to TxDOT Atlanta. Pate is working with the Atlanta District to facilitate an expedited review of the plans as they've been previously reviewed by district personnel. Related to contract administration, on August 2nd, Titus County and Pate were contacted by Tammy Marlowe from TxDOT North Region Support Center. TxDOT is compiling information on all funds expended for appraisals, land acquisition, relocation of impacted parties, condemnation, utility relocation, and all applicable consulting fees. TxDOT is requesting this information for many of the ongoing projects in the state, including our bypass project. Initially, all corresponding documents were requested to be allowed for a compliance audit, and this documentation was requested by August 16th. As the amount of supporting documentation for this request is voluminous, a conference call was held with TxDOT personnel on August 6th to determine the extent of the documents required and the preferred format. It was decided that Pate would forward summaries of all expended funds broken down by category and TxDOT CSJs to Ms. Marlowe on August 13th. Once TxDOT has reviewed the summaries, Pate will be notified if any further supporting documentation is needed. All right, related to our main project, US 271, all subcontractor insurance is up to date. No subcontractors are currently working, no DBE subcontractors are currently working on the project. I don't even know what that is, do y'all? All certified payrolls have been received through the end of July 2012, and per the last pay estimate, the project 31.49% complete. FM 2348 on the east side, all sub-insurance up to date. A DBE subcontractor, MND, was added to the project and started work on the 6th. All certified payrolls received through the end of July. Per the last estimate, project 14.44% complete. That's 2348. Disadvantaged business enterprises. I remember that now. No disadvantaged business enterprise contractors are currently working on 271. We do have one M&D that was added and started work on 2348. Disadvantaged business enterprise. U.S. 271 construction. Contract duration of 663 days. Allowed, and 188 of those days have been charged through the 10th of August. Williams Brothers continues working on retaining walls between County Road 4530 and County Road 2040. The batch plant has been certified, is up and running on 271 just north of 3417. Of course, you'll know that down there by the airport where the traffic has been diverted to two lanes. This will be used in the very near future to produce concrete for drill shafts at all bridge locations. The FM 1000 bridge is the first bridge scheduled for drill shaft placement. That operation is scheduled to begin on the 20th of August. Lime and base operations are still scheduled to begin in the next few weeks, probably starting at 2040 and working to the north. A change order is under consideration for a retaining wall system at Wetlands 10 to provide for construction of a portion of the southbound frontage road that's affected by the pond identified as Wetlands number 10. Once installed, the retaining wall will provide support for the large amount of embankment that has to be placed to complete the frontage road at this location. It will also protect the wetland from any encroachment by the roadway. TxDOT has reviewed this change order, and all of their comments have been addressed in the version currently under review and consideration. FM 127 Monticello Road remains closed to through traffic at the project limits. TJ Lambrick has removed the existing asphalt pavement and base from the right-of-way to the right-of-way in preparation for the new lime, base, and concrete paving at this location. The embankment for the bridges at FM 127 is expected to be complete by August 20th. The north embankment header for County Road 2040 bridge has been completed and the 60-day settlement period has begun. Excavation from a borrow pit at the very south end of the project has commenced and embankment is being hauled from that location for the headers at 4530 and the south header at 2040. TJ Lambrick is using the northbound frontage road subgrade as a haul road through this portion of the project, and as soon as that embankment is complete, work will begin on the lime and base operations for the northbound frontage road on the south phase of the project. Excavation and embankment operations between FM 127 and the railroad crossing is continuing. North Texas Contracting has completed the placement of storm sewers across 271 between 4530 and the south end of the project. They've also completed installation of a 4x3 reinforced concrete box across 3417 and are currently working on the placement of 18-inch concrete riprap in a drainage ditch just south of 3417. Moving on down to the utilities, Pate is awaiting on Bowie Cass Electric to start work on relocating the existing overhead power lines that cross the right-of-way at 2040. The new location has been accepted by TxDOT and sent to Bowie Cass for construction. The existing overhead lines are in direct conflict with the 2040 drill shaft construction and have to be relocated to allow this construction to begin. According to Williams Brothers, this construction is scheduled to begin immediately after the FM 1000 drill shaft in approximately 2 to 3 weeks. Back on the east side, FM 2348, total duration of 383 days, and we've charged 78 of those through the 10th of August. Howard and Sons are placing flex base from 49 to the north towards First Street. J.W. Payne, a subcontractor, is nearing completion of a large cast-in-place 9x6 box culvert crossing the right-of-way just south of First Street. J.W. Payne is also mobilizing crews for the bridge construction at the railroad overpass. That operation is expected to begin in the next 5 to 7 days. In preparation, Howard continues to excavate from a borrow pit south of the railroad and is hauling embankment for the south header of the railroad bridge. Anything to add to that? Any questions you would like me to follow up on? Question was to check on the condition of the gentleman that was hurt several weeks ago that lost his arm. And we were originally told that they were investigating that and would not be releasing any information until that was complete. Moving on, item number 4, consider and possibly approve purchase of additional 5 tasers to be paid for out of the security fund. You'll recall at our last meeting we approved the purchase of one of those tasers, and we were going to see if there was any benefit in shipping and approving multiple purchases. There was no break in the shipping. We did order and receive the one. $1,065.49 each plus shipping, and I believe the somewhere around, it was less than $20, I believe, on the shipping. So we decided at last meeting we would find out the answer on the shipping savings and approve an additional 5 tasers, again, to be paid for out of the security fund at this meeting today. These were tasers to be given to our bailiffs and others that work in a security position in our courtrooms as an alternative to guns. Motion by Commissioner Hinton to purchase the additional tasers. Second by Commissioner Fields. Everyone in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Item number 5, consider and possibly approve 2013 sheriffs and constables fees. I received a listing of all of these fees, and I spoke with our constables and sheriff's department regarding these, and we feel like that these continue to be appropriate fees and no adjustments were in order. Nonetheless, we still need Commissioner's Court approval on these. Again, this is the various fees such as for subpoenas and summons, writs, orders for sale, and such. These range anywhere from $25 up to a high of $150. These have standard fees have been in effect. I guess this will be the third year at this rate. We just need to approve those. Motion by Commissioner Hockaday and a second by Commissioner Hinton to approve sheriff's and constable's fees. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. All right, a couple of pieces of land for us to consider. The first one is for us to consider, let me give you that back. Consider and possibly approve a bid for a sale on a couple of pieces of property in Talco. Lot 2, Block 14, there was no bid in Lot 2 and Lot 1. There was no bid received at the last tax sale. And this is an awfully low bid, but let me give you some more details. This has not been on the tax rolls, I think, for 10 years. And the judgment date was back in May of 2002, a couple of tracts. And the judgment amounts are fairly substantial, I guess, in relationship to the bid. But we're asking, in City of Talco, Rivercrest, Northeast Texas Community College, and Titus County would have to sign off on this. But the amount of judgment on taxes for Titus County, there's two amounts, one $505, and another one $592. The adjudged values back at that time on track 2 was $5,400 and track 5, $9,810. There has been a bid received by Bill Henson for both of $400. Combination of the two, he has made a bid. This is the only bid that has been received, $400. Good news is it will close this out. It will get it back on the tax rolls to at least start bringing something in the future. So,
those taxes and arrears have to be paid?
No. Motion by Commissioner Hockaday to accept the bid of $400 for tract number 2 and tract number 5, lot 1 and lot 2, both of block 14, Talco town site. Second by Commissioner Fields. In favor of approval, say aye. Thank you. Next item, Tim Taylor brought to me the other day. This is to consider and possibly approve a bid for sale of 1 acre in the DR Hightower survey off County Road 3150. And I think I left you a copy of a map of this odd-shaped piece of land over there. At one time, back in 2010, we had a bid of $2,500 on the property, and at that time, either you chose not to accept it or you tabled it, I'm not sure which. We've had a recent bid of We also received a bid of $700 for this same property, a 1 acre tract. Tim went back to the previous bidder from a couple of years ago that had made a bid of $2,500, and he is still prepared to honor that same bid. According to Tim, the land is, that's what it's worth, no more. And that was his recommendation, that we accept this $2,500 on this 1 acre tract. Motion by Commissioner Hockaday and a second by Commissioner Hinton to accept the bid of $2,500 by David Derrick on County Road 3065. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you. Cheryl, do you want to go ahead and get yours taken care of? Let's jump down so that Cheryl can go to an obligation. I'm going to jump down to consider and possibly approve the treasurer's report, item number 19. And you've already supplied those. Motion by Commissioner Boggs, second by Commissioner Hinton to approve the treasurer's report. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you very much. Get your signatures and we'll let Cheryl go. They're signing that. I'm going to move on to item number 8. Consider and possibly approve a provider for our county cafeteria plan. We've got some presentations today, and the story behind this is it's been 5 or 6 years, just over 5. Ron, how long has it been? And our provider has had a contract on this for the last 5 years. It's time to renew that. And so we posted a request in the newspaper for anyone that would be interested in making a presentation to the county. Again, this is our cafeteria plan. This is not our health insurance, but this is a supplemental plan that costs nothing to the county. There are benefits that are afforded and offered to our county employees that they pay for out of payroll deduction. And you'll learn about some of the various things that are offered here. But again, we appreciate Ron and the good job you've done for us. You've been with us now how many years? 18 years. And has done a great job. But again, we make this a 5-year contract, and we wanted to open it up to anyone that might be interested to see if you might want to consider the plan that they would offer. So I'm going to ask our speakers to speak in the order presented here. I have first Sherry Hall with Sherry Hall Insurance here in Mount Pleasant, CAPS Insurance, and then we'll finish up with Ron Fisher, our current provider. Sherry, I'll tell you now, and I apologize to you other speakers, we're having technical difficulties with our microphone there at the podium, so crank up the volume when you talk, okay? Thank you. what I know about cafeteria plants, which is not a whole lot, I guess in my opinion, they would be the same or have a lot of the same attributes. Is there anything different about Aflac that sets it apart positively or negatively than others? Different employees could take different levels. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Okay, Gail Peacock and friends are here. Who, oh, Steve, going to start off? I've been dealing with Gail.
up with the county for a long time, but I think probably what we implemented initially, there weren't other providers providing this product. Could have been, I don't know. But, you know, I'd like to see the contract with the local provider. I'll make a vote that we table it. To table it until the next meeting. Does that, do you think that gives us enough time to review the proposals?